Merry Christmas in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You may be seated. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And this man was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. This is our text. My dear friends in Christ, have you ever noticed how difficult it is to see some things even when they're right before your eyes? Now, I'll give you an example. Have you ever seen one of those 3D posters? Those posters have all those red and blue dots, or perhaps they're just lines, and when you first look at it, it doesn't make any sense at all. But the longer you stare and you squint and you strain, mysteriously out of nowhere there comes a lion or a tiger or an elephant in 3D. It's amazing. Although they're blue and red dots and some lines that still seem somewhat mysterious, the reality is it's right there in front of you. But you see, the truth be told, that's been in front of you the whole time. You just didn't see it. Now, the same can be true of the signs that God gives. How often are the signs that God gives so difficult to see? Now, mind you, the problem isn't with God or the signs that He gives. The problem lies within each and every one of us. However, during this Christmas season, there's a sign that God gives that's fairly obvious, kind of like the nose on your face. And I'll give you an example, or give you a hint. Emmanuel, God with us. See, I told you saw Him. He's right there, but the problem is, by our own reasoning, by our own strength, by our own understanding, we cannot recognize what this sign of Emmanuel literally means to each and every one of us. Now, with that thought in mind, this morning we go to our gospel lesson where there's a man by the name of Simeon. And Simeon had been told by God that he would not see death until he had seen the Messiah. Can you imagine how excited he was? Like every morning, it was like Christmas morning. Everybody, it's today. Lord, are you going to let me see the Messiah today? Is he going to be there in the temple today, Lord? When will I see him? Please. I want to see him soon. That day finally came about 6 weeks after Jesus' birth, and the Holy Spirit ushered Simeon into the temple area where Mary and Joseph were doing for Jesus according to the law of Moses. And when Simeon saw Jesus, he cried out, "Lord, as you have promised, you may dismiss your servant in peace, for my eyes have seen your salvation." We sing that, right? Right after communion, we do that every time. And the interesting thing is what if some of the crowd that were in the temple that day had walked over and seen the exact same thing that Simeon had saw? What would they see? Well, they'd see a ruddy little baby, diapered indeed, but they would not see him to be the wonderful counselor, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, the Savior promised by God from eternity? Hardly. After all, everybody knows that babies don't bring peace, they actually shatter it with all their crying and their screaming and their yelling. What did Simeon see in this babe flanked by two peasants from a place called Nazareth that many had never heard of? Simeon, with his own eyes, had been trained by what his ears had heard to see in this baby the promised son of the Virgin. The one who was Jesus that would save his people from their sins. Simeon saw Jesus for exactly who God had sent him into the world to be. Not as an ordinary child, but as the Savior of the world. Now, being able to see what God is doing and how He fulfills His promises isn't exactly an easy feat. But then again, God teaches in His Word that in order to see things of God, it's not contingent upon us. See, unlike that 3D poster I started out with, where you actually kind of got to squint and close your eyes and look at different angles and look cross-eyed, when it comes to the signs of God, you don't have to look cross-eyed in order to see it. fact, Luther reminds us in the Small Catechism that I cannot by my own reason or strength believe in Jesus Christ my Lord or come to Him. But get this, the Holy Spirit has called me by the gospel, enlightened me with His gifts, and has kept me in the true faith. And I love it, he doesn't stop there. He says, in the same way, he calls, gathers, enlightens, and sanctifies the whole Christian church on earth and keeps it with Jesus Christ in the one true faith. Let me translate. Recognition of the signs of God don't happen because of you and your wisdom. It happens solely through the strength and the working of the Holy Spirit in your life. Now with that said, Simeon was the man in our text who was given that promise that he wouldn't see death until he saw the promised Messiah. Now I know about right now you're thinking to yourself, well now if God would just allow me to see what Simeon saw, then surely my faith would be strong as a rock. I'd have no doubts or anything. If God would just open my eyes to see Jesus, everything would be fine. Well, does that sound familiar? Unless I see the nail marks in his hands and thrust my finger in his side, I will never believe. Who said that? Thomas did. That's what you're thinking right now. That if I could only see Jesus, then I would truly believe and my faith would be unshakable. I'm going to tell you right now just to stop it. Don't get caught up there. Because it was a sign given to one particular man during one course in time in history, and that was it. It was only to him. It's not to the whole church on earth that God has given the gift of seeing the Christ child there in the temple at his purification. But I want you to recognize one thing. I want you to notice that Simeon recognized who this child was. Amongst all the other children that have been parading into the temple to have done it to them as the law of Moses demanded, Simeon recognized this one to be the Christ child, the very Son of God. To that note, Luke writes these words, "It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death until he had seen the Christ, the Lord's Christ. And he came in the Spirit into the temple. And when his parents brought the child Jesus to do to him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed him and blessed God and said," and I'll stop there. Do you notice the reason why Simeon recognized who this Christ, this child was? Luke writes, he came in the Spirit. Now, what exactly does that mean? I don't think we have time to describe it all. But there's one thing that's perfectly clear. He was connected to the Holy Spirit. Oh, the text goes on to say that he was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. But my question is are you where Simeon was? In other words, are you connected with the Holy Spirit? Now, before you rack your brains too hard, allow me to answer for you. The answer is yes. Why? Because God has given you the gift of His Holy Spirit to dwell within you, to be your comforter, to be your counselor, to be your paraclete, which means God walks with you daily. When you pass through the water of holy baptism, that's the gift that God gave unto each and every one of you. So every time the Word of God is proclaimed in its truth and purity, there the Holy Spirit is working through your ears and into your heart to enrich and to strengthen that faith in Christ that God gives. See, the reality is every time you're at the Lord's table, it's the Holy Spirit that assures you that your sins are forgiven and that your faith in Christ is strengthened. It is the gift of the Holy Spirit because God has promised to give it to you through the water of holy through holy baptism. I want to make one thing perfectly clear about Simeon. Simeon didn't have the Holy Spirit because he was righteous and devout. No, Simeon was righteous and devout because he had the Holy Spirit. Now let me ask you a question. Would your eyes have seen the Savior in that baby in Jerusalem? Now, it's a tough question to answer because you and I were not given the privilege of being in the temple that day. We do know, however, we have the privilege each time we gather in this place to see our Savior in a very unlikely place. You know what I'm talking about? In the Lord's Supper. You know why the trend in North America is to downplay the significance of the Lord's Supper and to make it seem as more of a symbolic meal or a remembrance supper or a kind of a touchy-feely moment between you and Jesus. God's Word, He wants you to listen to it, to hear what God has to say about this meal where He shows His Son Jesus. God makes it clear it's not simply bread and wine. God makes it clear in the Lord's Supper that you literally receive the body and blood of Jesus Christ. However, it doesn't look that way. You have any stranger in Lincoln walk up to the altar as we receive the Lord's Supper, they're going to say, it's just bread and it's just wine. There's nothing more to be seen here. But the reality is it's not play acting, it's the real deal. See, like Simeon, Jesus comes to us and says, here, sinner, eat and drink. Yes, I know better than you how sinful you are. If you weren't a sinner, I would have not invited you to the table in the first place. But look here what I did for you. I hung upon the cross to pay the debt of all your sins. I rose from the dead to defeat death and the devil once and for all. Now taste and see my forgiveness for you. It's as a real taste of bread and wine upon your tongue. Because Jesus is really here in the Lord's Supper, it's fitting that we as Simeon, after we receive it, to sing the Lord's, Lord, now let your servant depart in peace, for my eyes have seen your salvation. We have seen it, Lord. We have seen Christ here. Oh, and what a joy it is. There's a story told of a little boy. They're always Johnny. You ever notice that? His name is Johnny. And Johnny received a Christmas gift from his grandmother. However, it wasn't a gift that was wrapped in a big box with colorful paper. It wasn't even a gift of beautiful paper like you would see in a Christmas card. It was a simple gray piece of paper with a lot of writing on it. And Johnny being five, there was nowhere even to draw a picture or anything on it. And so what really good was it? So Johnny looked at his grandmother and gave that obligatory thank you, almost missing what his grandmother said about the paper. What? What is it about? Thousands of dollars? What? What are you talking about? This paper would be worth that much someday? How? See, little Johnny had never heard of the stock market before his grandma. And she was right. This piece of paper, if things went well, over the next few years, it could be worth thousands of dollars. As Johnny looked at this once thinking worthless piece of paper, he began to think, this is the greatest gift I've received this Christmas. Once little Johnny learned that the gray piece of paper, what it was, he understood the love that his grandmother had for him. And he looked at it completely differently. He saw the precious gift that reminded her of his love. But during this Christmas season, you and I receive a gift. It's not a gift that's placed under the tree or it's wrapped in fancy paper. It's not a gift that most people even resonate to. It's simply a child placed in a manger wrapped in swaddling clothes. But it's a child for you and me that would grow. That would ultimately go to a cross on a place called Calvary. To suffer and die in our place that you and I may have life and have it to the full. Now this morning, as you look upon the body of Christ upon the cross, you don't have to cross your eyes or squint real hard in order for that sign to become real or to be understood in your life. You simply have to have faith. This morning, my challenge for you is to simply open your eyes to the miracle. And allow your eyes to adjust. And then just like Simeon, allow your lips to be open to give thanks to God for all that He has done. Amen. We rise together. May the peace of God, which transcends all of our human understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.